Parshas Kisavoy, it's always, when we're getting close to the days of Slichus, there's always, you know, there's a bechina of when the Shalom of Parim Sfaseinu, with someone that's chai of a korban oila, if he's loimed the parsha of oila, kilu hikrav oila, kemoikin, if someone chas v'shalom is chai, then toichacha v'yisurim, so it should be that the etzem kriya of the toichacha should be a bechina of when the Shalom of Parim Sfaseinu, we should be yoytze with that, it should be niskayim tich l'shona, the pasuk starts v'hoya kisavoy. The Rechayim Hakadosh writes v'hoya is lashon simcha. There's other places where Chazal darshan that. But over here specifically, the Rechayim writes appropriate for those that came from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. L'hoyer says the Rechayim she'ein l'smoyach ela b'yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. Oz yimalei schag pinu. Only in Eretz Yisrael is it b'china that a person is also able to be the simcha. We had in the previous parshas that it says there's a pasuk. V'hoya im shachayach tishkach es Hashem alekecha. There's a chassidish of shat. V'hoya loshen simcha. V'hoya im shachayach. If you're going to forget about being besimcha, so then it could be rachmanu l'slam tishkach es Hashem alekecha. A person's avoidus Hashem has to say to be the pratin el olavada the simcha. We have there's another shtikel oirachaim. Also in the parsha later, the pasuk says by the bikurim b'samachta b'chol atoy b'vusta oirachaim. He brings the mishnah says in Pirkei Avos ein toy v'la toyra. And then he adds, these words are bakant. She'im hoyu v'nei odem argishim b'mesikas v'arevus tiv ha-toyra hoyu mishtagim achareha v'lo yichoshev b'neim lo yoylem kestev ezov lima umma ki ha-toyra koylelus kol ha-toy v'shev oylem the union of simcha v'toyra. Now the emes is a person, if he's toyim, the tam, tam uru'u, ki toy, he's able to be margish, kipshutoy, the simcha, the t'ima. But as the Bali Musar explained, as with the mushal, if a person was toyim, a dover mar, a dover that's mekalkel his yecholus to be toyim. So then, loy pelahu that he's not able to be margish. Afterwards, the mesikas of the Torah. The mesikas of the Torah comes if you're allowing yourself to be able to have that hargoshas ha simcha. The emes is, later in the parsha also, by the Torah, fascinating. The pasuk says, tachas asher lo yavarta es Hashem aleikecha. It doesn't say that you're getting punished. The toicha tachas asher lo yavarta. Doesn't say lo yavarta. Lo yavarta b'simcha v'tuv leivav. There's a musik of a person who did avarta, but it wasn't b'simcha v'tuv leivav. I heard a story once, fascinating story. There was a moyel that used to go to even these weird, obscure places where the people weren't shomer Torah mitzvahs to do bris mila. He was moyser nefesh to go even to mekaymes rechayim here in Eretz Yisrael, and he was once by a bris mila where he saw that there's like nobody home, yeah? It's not the... And then he sees the Zayda, the elder Zayda of the baby, he puts on a, I don't know what color, yarmulke, and he said he wants to hold the baby, he wants to say, and then this guy gets up and says, Tachas ashele yavartas Hashem alikecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav me'oy koil. And he said that he was with the Kloisenberg Rebbe in the marches. They marched in the... They were in Warsaw, actually, and then they marched on a death march. Mishunadika stories that happened there. And he said he was standing next to the Rebbe. My Zayda, Olam Shalom, was also on that march with the Kloisenberg Rebbe. But this he had said, he said the Kloisenberg Rebbe, under his breath, was muttering the whole time, Tachas Hashem Le'Avadatas. That's what that went in. And he remembered. But the emes, you have to understand, what does it mean, Tachas Hashem Le'Avadatas, Hashem Alekecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Le'Avav? Reb Chaim Vital brings, Shem Darizal, a person has to know when he's doing a mitzvah, he has to be with a gevaldige simcha kepshuta because, you know, sometimes it's like with the oil and a masa that you think that it's like shver. If a person would tell you that he has a schus of millions of dollars, billions of dollars, with emes, you can't even give a schum. You have to realize that the simcha v'tuv leivav me'rev kol, to realize that anything is lo yishva b'chlal to what it means a mitzvah. There's another pshat, it's brought down in this forum. Tachas Hashem Yavartas Hashem Alekecha. If Taka, that's your matzav, that you're in a matzav of echting a loyavarta. One way of getting, there's different ways, there's different aitzes. Avada, Mashalim, Besamedisha, but there's a mahalach. Besimcha v'tuv leivav. Do one mitzvah, but do it with the ganze ganzkeit, with the ganze steigim yitech simcha, with the ganze lech shalim, that can break you out of the rut that you're in the Tachas Hashem Yavarta. The Kotzker has a different mahalach. The Kotzker says, you know, chutz, if you're in a matzav of Hashem le'avaratas Hashem alekecha, at least be a little bit sabrochen, bitter, sad. Not chas v'shalom atzvas in the ketalot tov, but a certain You're a loyal varta, and also else is freilich. Yeah, that's already a taina on you. The ganze sach. Moshel amar davadoyma. The kid comes home and the father's checking his report card and he sees everything is shvach amaisis. And then he gives him a frask for each time that he saws that he's getting a dollar and everything. And then it says shira v'zimra aleph plus. Weiter a frask. He says, what's come there a frask? Aleph plus. He says, the matzav is bitter and schwer. Can zingen. Avdem kommt a frask. The simcha b'tuv leiva. There's another nekuda also though. You know, a lot of times a person b'emes in Torah, he's harving, he's in the dal ramashel alocha, and he left the chamar outside, and he's holding, and he's steiging. Oh, but the emes is that maybe, you know, the center of his day is, you know, the merkaz chayav is bein hasdarim, bein hazmanim, bein ha'beinim. That the tachas asher lo yavan, that's being done b'simcha b'tuv leiv of efshe fakeret, work that the avodas Hashem itself should be the b'simcha. I'll say one other pshat. There's a pshat, tachas asher lo yavarta. A person should look underneath why he's lo yavarta. Find out every person has a mania. There's something there. A chayser b'tochen, a chayser emuna. There's something else underlying. Tachas, look digger, dig deeper underneath what's underlying why you're lo yavarta Hashem alakecha b'simcha b'tuv leiv. Yeah, there's a lot of sugyas. The parsha starts with Bikurim. Bikurim avadah is kami yisoidis in Bikurim. First of all, it's a yisoid of emuna. A person is chayresh, zayreya, and he thinks, I did it. I was chayresh, I was zayreya, I was kaitzer, I did it, I brought the evil. You have to be machdir him, the emuna, that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he has to give. The emes is the rachis. The rachis is not a better quality than the next one. To the bailim, it's kumtem on shver. It's to be mevater and give up the first one that he put the right, the bindle on. The emes is to the kohen that's receiving it. It doesn't interest him. There's no reason to the kohen. Oh, but that's the din. It's a gzeiras hamelech. A person has to know to be nitna to bari olam. There's another nekuda about also the inyan of bikurim is hakaras atoy. That's why there's mikra bikurim that you give a whole speech and not stam. You give a full picture. Arami avirovi. You go all the way back to the beginning and not just on a nekuda protis, but bechlal to see the whole picture. Hakoylel how Hakadosh Baruch Hu is make it for you. Sigh in the smaller details and sigh in the larger picture. I saw brought down from Rabbi Victor Miller, he brings, we say, and then like we say, we parshas bikurim, it comes, kisavi always right before the new year, before Rosh Hashanah, tichla shana v'kel leiseh, tochal shana v'birchiseh, he says, you want tochal shana v'birchiseh, give hakoros atoif, or b'peh moli, not b'peh moli, to be moidel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al kol atoif, asher kemalonu, and even more than that, it's the pasuk says, v'samachta b'chol atoif, Rabbi Yerucham writes this, a person has to be mevate, that he's besimcha for the toiv that was given to him. If not, it's kviyas toiv and sekumtimish. So you take the bikurim v'samta b'tene, the Rechaim HaKadosh writes, tene is gematria 60. 60, he says, is the 60 mesechtes. There are 60 mesechtes. A person has to learn Torah, but he has to have musagim in Torah to learn the entire 60 mesechtes. And every time you learn another parak, another sugya, another mesechta, put it in your basket. You have to have a full basket, a tenet. Be memalei the tenet. The tenet is the 60. Goyin is 60. If a person knows the 60 mesechtes, that's a goyin. He knows. Goyin is gematria 60. You know, there's a shach. The shach ala Torah in Pasha Shmini, he writes, it says a person, what kind of fish is kosher? Et zet toichlu mikol asher b'mayim, kol asher yesh lo snapir v'kaskeses. Says the Shach, Ala Torah, one of the Guri Arizal, the Tamid Arizal, he says, Snapir is Sefer Nun Yud, because when it says, what kind of a fish, meaning in the Yam of Torah, who are you supposed to be Makabal Torah from? What's kosher to eat, to be toying from such a dog, is if he has Snapir, he knows Sefer Nun Yud, he knows the 60 Mesechtes. And Kaskeses, of course, is Gematria 1200, which is Gematria Talmud Chochem, Bechol Maisim, Bechol Koichai. There's a few other things it is, but the idea is that you're supposed to learn from someone who's a goyin who knows the 60 mesechtes. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, "Basar anya azla aniyusa." Anius goes after the aniyam, and the Gemara explains in Baba Kama. It's a memory that people used to say the Amri Inshi, but the Gemara says that the source for Betzim is the Mishnah in Bikurim. The Mishnah in Bikurim, Paragimala, brings that when the Ashirim would bring the Bikurim, they would come with a towel size, with baskets of kesef azov, and the kohen would take out the fruits, the rishis, and the bikurim, and he would give back the keli, back to the bialim. But when the ani came, Dafka would his seklapta, silnitzorim, a woven basket, the kohen would take the basket, and the basket would also go to the kohen. And Dafka, the poor fellow, come, come for the basket, even he gets his basket taken away, the usher gets. So Anias goes after the ani mazish, state in the Gemara. What's the pshat? Why taka do we take the poor person's basket away from him? I heard once a murder the kipshat from Aaron Bucks. He said, Aaron Bucks, that's all. He said the following. He said, the Oshir is mamali, of course, the basket with komili, the mate of a lot of the echos and the kamas, good fruits, and you want to be machabed, the matana that he brought. So you empty it out slowly and you take it out and you show. He says, but the ani is coming because she has a few fruits ovens. He probably filled up the whole basket with the... tissue paper, place, just to fill it up. And then you're going to empty it out. It's going to be bizyonis from there. You just take the whole basket. He puts on the top a few fruits. He makes it look good. And I'll add that if the usher tried to do that shtick, so he deserves it, that they start taking it out and we see what's inside underneath. What's the pneumius in his basket? He should get what's full. Now, the bikurim are brought be'ikr from the shivas minim that are mentioned in the Torah. Now, there are seven minim kemedubar, but two of the seven minim are chita v'sa'ira. Chita sa'ira, though, of course, part of the chameshes, mine dogon. Under, in the categories of chitim and sa'irim, there's also kusman. Kusman is a subcategory of chitim, and shibay l'shul and shifan is a subcategory of sa'irim. There's a big shayla in the achroinim. When you bring bikurim, do you bring bikurim from kusman, shibay l'shul and shifan? Those subcategories, legabi hilchas klayim, legabi hilchas truma, legabi various other halachas, legabi hilchas matzah, that they're considered halach, that they're considered dogon, and they are respectively subcategories of chitin and siren, but are they part of shivas haminim? Of course, there's not 10 minim, we don't count them as 10, it's only 2, chitin and siren, but do you bring bikurim from a fascinating, one of the places I saw this is brought down, that they handle it is the Pnei Yeshua and the Rishash and Psochem Taka, Taf Lamed Vav, we should get there. The Gemara has a havamina that you don't make matzah from something that's minoy bikurim. It's a havamina. So then the Shalom said, you don't make matzah from chitim and sarim. What is matzah going to be made from? So there's two girsis and taisis. Machlekes achrayim. Either taisis is asking, so then there won't be such a thing as matzah. Ika lahakshay, so then there's no ein lahakshay, because you can still make matzah out of kusmin, shibay l'shul, and shifan. The vikuach there is, That's how you would have matzah. The Rishash comes with Einfal. You would make matzah from chitim that's in Otzitz Nokov, because Otzitz Nokov is no bikurim. You would be able to make the matzah. It's a big chiddush because it's still the min. It's still the min that's made in bikurim, but he tried to find the case of bikurim. Now, the Mishnah says, in bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Elu, Mevi'in, V'koirin. We know there's two separate mitzvahs. The emes in this week's parsha is the mitzvah of Mikra bikurim. Separately, there's a separate mitzvah of Havas bikurim, which is in Parshas Mishpatim. And a Parshas Kisisa, it's mentioned twice. So it's two different mitzvahs, and the Mishnah in Bikurim actually explains. There are some people that are made in Matzavim, in situations where it's Elu Mevi'in V'Kairin. Then there's Elu Mevi'in V'Loi Kairin. There are certain Matzavim or people, or situations when you're Nifpata from the Kriya, but you still do Avot. And then Elu Eino Mevi'in V'Einim Kairin. And it's different things. One of the ones mentioned is a Ger. Ger is maybe V'Einim Kairin. Why is a Ger not a Kairin? So one reason is because it says, it says Lavi Seinu, Hashem Ishba Hashem Lavi Seinu. And another reason is because he doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and it says Nosata Lonu. Then it says the Rambam of first Paskins, this is it, the Rambam Paskins, Ger maybe the Kairi, Ali read in the Ram, can I get him first Mishnah? Obviously, there's Asis, there's other Sugis, which is before differently, and it works it out, but the Rambam flat out, Ger maybe the Kairi. Now it's interesting, the Mikra Bikurim, everyone quotes, we say, Arami Ayvidavi. The truth is, if you look at the Psukim, there's two psukim even before Rami Avirevi, that you come to the Kohen and you say, he got it, hayoyim l'shem alekecha. And then you take the ten and you give it to the Kohen, and then, v'anisa, b'kol ram, and you say, Rami Avirevi. But there's another amir already before, if he got it, and according to some Rishonim, that's part of it. I saw there's even a whole vikuach, is there a din of kol ram on that first chelik of the vigarata? But more than that, the diyak that a ger is potter, la v'seinu, that's by vigarata. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he has a tzad, that maybe a ger only doesn't say vigarata. Rami Avirevi can is loving. La v'seinu, we can't say. We know a person only brings bikurim if he owns a sadeh. You don't buy fruits and bring bikurim. Now, what if you bought one tree from someone? Someone has a field and you bought one tree from him. That's not called bikurim even if you own the tree, one tree is just, you own a tree, you don't own the sada. The Gemara, the sugi in Bikurim, pay. And I'm sorry, in Baba Basha that pay. It's a sugi in Bikurim also, but in Baba Basha that pay, the Mishnah handles, if you buy three trees, that's already a sada, and then a vada, you bring Bikurim. Two is a shaila, and it's a suffix, and therefore, since it's a suffix, it's maybe the Enei Kairi. And the shaila is why, it's just psukim, just say it. Also, someone said, Dushamea Kaina, just stand there, let someone else do the Mikra Bikurim for you. You have to know. But that's the din of Mikra Bikurim. Now, you bring the Bikurim from the Shivas Haminim, the first one that you see. You bring, what's the shear of Bikurim? Shouldn't say no shear, just one. But the Rambam states that Bikurim, even though there's no shear min HaTorah, midrabbanan, there's a shear echad mishishim. Now, okay, sounds nice. Echad mishishim, it's a pele v'kazach. Imagine a guy has a lot of fields up north in the Galil, orchards, I don't know if you mizuk this, but a lot of them, yeah? How is he going to bring 160? The guy has 500,000 pounds of pomegranates. Meister Shani, you have to bring to Yerushalayim, you could be paid it on a matveya. Of Bikurim, no, 160th is still, how's he going to bring? How's he going to bring all the Bikurim? Mama Chappelle,
huh? I didn't know how much he's going to have before the old girl.
I didn't say how much he's going to have. What's he going to do now? How's he going to bring the Bikurim? It's a Magnazah. Now, the Maaseh, it says in the Mishnah Bikurim, it describes that the Bali Umnius in Yerushalayim that were working would stand up for the Mevi'e Bikurim. And the Gemara asks in Kedushin, actually, that you're not supposed to be Mafsik. They have a job. They're working for someone. Why should they stop? And the Gemara says even, for a Talmud Chacham, they wouldn't stand up. But for these people that are coming, Oy say mitzvah, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, you stand up for them. The Bar Tanura, in the Pirush on the Mishnah, is on Bikurim, on that Mishnah. He says that's also the Inyan by a Levi, when people are carrying the mitzvah, you stand for the, not for the mace, for the malavim. And by a Bris Mila, when the mikvater is bringing in the tinoik, you stand because someone's doing a mitzvah. And I saw people stand by a chuppah when the chassan and kala walk into the chuppah. The Bar Tanura doesn't say that. I'm not sure. I've seen different people do different things. It's interesting, there's a minog that in Psukei de Zimra, by Vayivarech David, we stand. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes that the reason we stand by Vayivarech David is because since there's a minog brought down, the Bereita brings that in the Vayivarech David, you're supposed to give tzedakah. And the people, the Gabi, would be going around collecting the tzedakah. So you're standing up for the Oisei Mitzvah that's collecting the tzedakah. Why do we stand on Shabbos also? Loi plug. There is a interesting kasha about zman grama legabi bikurim, because another case of maybe the ene koire is an isha. Isha is maybe the ene koire. Why ene koire? Because she can't say nasatli. She doesn't have karka. So the shaila is lechayra. She is chayv in mikra in havas bikurim, but she's not chayv in mikra bikurim. Lechayra is a quadruple kasha. First of all, you're telling me she doesn't do mikra bikurim because it's a pasuk nasatli. Anyway, she shouldn't do mikra bikurim because mikra bikurim is bezman grama. It's only by day, not by night. Azoy zmashma in the Mishnah in Megillah that chafam beis vida. It calls it vida. Interesting. That's a whole separate shaila. Where is vida? Vida bikurim is biyoy, and also it says mikra bikurim is only for sukkahs. From atzeres to Mishnah, from atzeres to sukkahs, maybe v'kayri. From sukkahs to Chanukah, maybe the ene kairi. So there's no kriya after sukkah. So it's man grama. It's limited to a certain time. What's more, it says maybe. Why is it maybe? Havaz bikurim is also only by yoyim. If the vidu is by yoyim, the havaz by yoyim. And it's also only till Chanukah. That was four questions. Chanukah, sukkah, yoyim, yoyim. There's a lot to speak on these kashas, but mare mokim ani lecha on this inyan. So the Yidden are coming to Har Grizim and Har Evol, and there's going to be the whole topic of brachas and kolos, but it's also that they took Yud Beis Avonim and wrote Kolot HaRakula on the Yud Beis Avonim, and they're going to carry these stones afterwards. There's a whole sugi insight about that. Now it's interesting, the Shvatim are split in a very interesting six Shvatim on Har Grizim, six Shvatim on Har Evol, and a lot of them are first grapple, like who decided which Shevet, how does it work out, the numbers, the Seder HaShvatim. There's a lot of Torah on it. I saw once an interesting out-of-the-box, fascinating shot. If you take 12 Shvatim and you know the numbers of the population and you want to have the closest amount of that equal amount of numbers on both, this, I don't know which one got Grizim and Eva, but these six and these six, the Uchlusian of those Shvatim, it comes out at, as close as possible, the same amount of people from both. Interesting theory. Now, there's a Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger. It says that they wrote the on the Avonim, Kol HaTorah Kula, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah in Shivim Lashon, but then they covered it with Sid. So Rabbi Kiveger has a whole Shaila. There was a topic there about a certain person that had a Siddur, and they wanted to cover it over with a certain covering to be able to write on it again. And the Shaila was if that first covering of Sid was going to be Mechikas Hashem, when you're totally just covering it over with like some kind of a wax or... And on one hand, he wants to bring a Raya because there was a tshuva from the Beis Hillel, which was a much prior tshuva, that was asked, how could the Yidden do and cover it with Sid? So you see, you're not allowed to do it. So okay, he says, yeah, after you bring a Raya, you are allowed to do it because they did it. And he starts being mechalik, different ifanim, whether it's carved or written, and what kind of covering, and is it still see-through, and he gets involved in a lot of the more fine details of this interesting topic. But the idea to bring a Raya from this case of Esarat Oysen Basid, have a ha'ara. A soita, you take the Megillah and you might look in the mind. Why? That's what the Torah says to do. So the Torah said to write in the Shivim Lashon. He says also another chilek, it only said it in the other 70 languages, not Lashon Kodesh. It was a machlokes. Was 70 mean including Lashon Kodesh or besides Lashon Kodesh? He wants to say maybe it wasn't Lashon Kodesh. That's why it's less chomer. But like it says to do it. What? That's what you're supposed to do. Interessanta Nakuda. Now, it's a machlokes Rishonim, what exactly was written on these Avonim. It says, V'chosav al Avonim es kol divrei ha-Torah azois. So, some say it only said the Pasuk Torah Tzivu Lanu Moshe, but the Ramban and many Rishonim, they bring that he wrote the whole Torah from Bereshis to Le'eni Kol Yisrael on these Avonim. And the Ramban says, either they were very big Avonim, or it was a nace. And I have a suggestion. If someone were to tell you 70 years ago, that there would be such a thing as a computer, that you squidgy the screen, touch screen, and then it's layers, you know, there's just more and more. It's all there. It's all there on the screen. And so we understand that. But you'll tell me, yeah, but not with stone. Not with stone. That's the Stone Age. The guy 70 years ago didn't understand how it's working with a silicon screen also. They had a way to do it with Avonim also. We'll see already where this is. Where this is heading, how it could be done. The Abarbanel writes that the concept of these avonim is the same way in the entrance to a house. You put a mezuzah where we are right on a parchment, two parchments, Shema Yisrael and Vayim Shemaya. So at the entrance to Eretz Yisrael, we're talking the whole Eretz Yisrael, there's a big mezuzah. The mezuzah is carved out on stone, the Torah. That's the mezuzah at the entrance of Eretz Yisrael. The Marsha actually writes in Sait, it says that he wrote all the Shivim Lashon. How do you know Shivim Lashon? He says, Vayar Hetev. Hetev is Gematria 70. Well, actually, Hetev is Gematria 26, but if you spell it like Nachman, you know, like Hey Yud, Hey Yud Tes, Hey Yud is Marsha, Hey Yud Tes Vav, that adds up to 70, right? What? Your base, hey, it has base. Okay, thank you. Yeah, above pasha wouldn't be seven. Yeah, that's one lie. That's not base. Now you have Har Grizim and Har Evel. The idea, the chlal of stelling of Har Grizim and Har Evel is a fascinating thing. Oh, the Marishan koy the machet, the ra and the toiv was very clear, and the ra was mibachutz, and he wasn't connected to it, and then he was machnas the ra the toichay, and he wanted to do that to be omi ben asoyin, and it's a whole story. And we're not doing the sugya of Bereishis Beis Hashem, but. The idea of Har Grizim and Har Evel is that idea, and it's Sugat Pas Barisak, always by Elul, right before Rosh Hashanah, to Shtel Avek, that there should be clarity, what's black and white, Ra and Toiv, Brocha, V'Klola, not an Erbuvia, Be'erech, this thing looks like Hal, Papar of its Gebak, it's a, Chamor Shal Mashiach, Chamor Shal Bilam, somewhere in between. It's not, this Har Grizim, this Har Evel, and the Behirus of knowing that is very important. The Toichacha, you have the Tzadi Ches Klolus of the Toichacha. Now, the Gemara says in Menachos, Tanya, Ramei Roy Merchayiv Adam Levarich Meya Brachas Bechol Yoin. Shenemar Va'ati Yisrael Mo Hashem Shoyal Ni'imach Al Tikri Mo Ela Meya. 100 Brachas. It's brought down, what's the 100 Brachas? Because Be'em says there's 98 Klolus. And you want to have a Hezgabris of the Klol, of the Bracha over the Klol. So 99 would be enough. Well, in Gematria, you're not supposed to be off by one. But it's also because the Pasuk says, if the Eibishter says, besides all of the klolos, he says that I'm going to do, Es ha-klola asher lo yiksuva b'sefer ha-Torah hazois. There's one klola that's besides the 98, the one that's not written. So there's a 99th klola. So you need an 100th bracha. And what's fascinating is that the Gemara learns out the idea of Meya brachas because it says, I'll take Rimo, Ela Meya. How does Mo get you to Meya? How does Mo get you to Meya? So the truth is, Mo is Gematria 100 in Atpash, because in Atpash, Mem is a Yud, and Hey is a Tzadi, and Tzadi here is 100, which is a nice shot. But there's a pshat that in this pasuk of Mo, Hashem Shoyal Mi'el Kino Yer Vuhule, has 99 letters. Al Tikri Mo! Elameya, add an extra letter, the 100th letter, the Aleph of Mo that turns into Meya. Now why is that? Why couldn't it just have 100 letters? Because one of the clauses is like Suva. Connected to like Suva, there's a bracha with an ois that's like Kosov, and the ois that's like Kosov is Mizgaber on the Klala, Asha like Suva, and that's the Meya brachas. Now, the idea of the Meya brachas is brought down, as we said, it's a Gemara Menachas. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Memvav. Chayv Adam Levarach Meya Brachas. The Torah is Meirach about it over there from Rav Nachman Shoyi Goyin. It came from the time of David HaMelech. The emesis is brought down again in Simin Reish Pei Dalid by Hilchas Birchas Haftorah that it says you should listen into the Birchas Haftorah if need be. And the truth is a third time in Simin Reish Tzadi, there's a Simin that says that a person is supposed to on Shabbos eat Peiros and have a Shabbos party. You should have extra brachas. Now you have to be careful, says Rav Elia Rogler, not to make a bracha sheni tricha, which is why the pasuk says Mo Hashem Shoyal Mi'imach Kiyim Liyira, because when you say Shem Shemayim Levatala, that's Es Hashem Alekecha Tira. So even though Mo Hashem Alekecha Al Tikri Mo Ela Meya, and you need to make Meya brachas, but don't overdo it. Kiyim Liyira, still keep it within the framework of Yira Shemayim that you shouldn't make a bracha that's not tricha. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirin, Ha Elef L'Chashloima U'Masayim L'Noitrim Es Piriyoy. So says the Chasam Sofer. We know the Gemara says in Chulin that a bracha is worth asara zehuvim. If you steal someone's bracha, you have to pay him asara zehuvim. So if you steal someone's birchas hamazon, you pay him 40 zehuvim because there's four brachas. What about the birchas hagafen? It should really be 50. So the ksois has the kasha ki yedua. But you look up the ksois afterwards. But says the chasam sofer ha elef l'chashloima, a thousand zehuvim, 100 brachas is 1,000 zehuvim. But on Shabbos, we don't have that many brachas because you don't have a full Shmoyne Esrei. It's fascinating. I've seen Siddurim that says, Shmoyne Esrei Shal Shabbos. I don't know, it's not Shmoyne. Shabbos has seven brachas. Shmoyne Esrei Shal Shabbos. But it's less brachas, so you have to be Maslim. So Masayim, 20 times 10 is 200. Umasayim, Lenoitim is period. That's how you have the Hashlama of the brachas. There's a Shaila in the Rishonim. If this din of Meya brachas, B'chol Yoyim, is a Doiraita or a Dorabonim. But either way, Avad, we have to do it. And there's a Shiloh, Mr. Bortok said, the first committee, when does the day start? From the morning? Or from the night before, like most things in Yiddishkeit? Like, what's the first tefillah of the day? Shachris. Shouldn't it be my Avram made Shachris? Shouldn't Myra be the first tefillah to start? When does the Siddur start? From Tikkun Chatzos, right? When is the cycle? How do you work out the cycle of a Meya Brachas B'chol Yom? Because the truth is, if it starts from the morning, then Shabbos is less of a problem. Shabbos has a Moitza Shabbos Ma'ariv, and Friday has, Leil Shabbos has the whole Friday morning Mishachos Amincha, but if you look at it, Me'erev Ad Erev, then Shabbos is a little bit more suppressed in looking for your Meya Brachas. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes through the Cheshbon there and says, how you get the Meya Brachas. What's fascinating though is that the first 94, 95, 96, 97, you know, he starts having, it's the last few that need the crunch time, and that's a Gevaldik the Musa Haskel, because Samoil is Rosh HaTevasi and Mesechta Ein Lasois, and a person has to know that in a Zavoidus Hashem, it's always when a Gemara of a Dover, to have a Dover B'Shleimus, it's a Bezundara, to get from the last part, it's not just one more, it's exponentially greater, and that should be our Sheifa in Keseder and our Avoidus Hashem.
What's the question?